We're holding on page Ayin Dalet in the Memorum. He begins this Ois Vav. Begins really summarizing what he spoke about till now, and then taking it a bit further, so it'll sound familiar because we really already saw this basic idea. But he's building, so he's starting this section with a summary of what we just said. But oifen, in such an oifen, shekol muchashei haguf kshem tfuim benefesh ba'ami. All the senses of the guf, when they are embedded or when they're defined with the nefesh habahami, oisa nefesh asher acherim mipnei I emunosam vakrosam vanefesh haachas hi anefesh haelokis einam masigim ki im oisa hamishtavet im nefesh hachamor vanesher. That nefesh that others, because they're not believing and not recognizing the fact that the nefesh is one, which is the in the oneness of the nefesh, which is the nefesh elokis, so they're only masig that nefesh, which is the nefesh that's equal and similar to the nefesh of a donkey and an eagle. Ken kol muchashe aguf yichol miyos nevim en nefesh elokis. So too, the same way that you have that the muchashe aguf flow forth or embedded in the nefesh of Bahami, so too the senses of the guf are able to flow forth from the nefesh elokis. Yicholim lios nevi me'anefesh elokis. They could also flow forward from the nefesh elokis. Uchshadom amets legalot b'kirbo et anefesh hazot. And when a person puts effort into revealing within inside of himself this nefesh, the nefesh elokis, migarish u'mechalem imenu es nefesh habahami achamori v'anishri, he drives away and eradicates from himself the animalistic nefesh, the donkey nefesh, the eagle nefesh, v'naseh sholem b'midos yisharos v'tohiris, and then he becomes whole with straight and pure midos. Sheken minefesh kedusha nimshochim yashus v'tara, because from a holy nefesh is drawn forth straightness and purity. Vaaf gam, so now he's saying the chiddush. Vaaf gam bekoyach hamedame, and even in the koyach medame as well, mashalulim l'taoyot rabot, which we saw last week. I think we spoke about it, right? That the medame, and 2 weeks ago we saw in the Rambam that the medame is very prone to many mistakes. It's prone to many mistakes. Hein bar kova sinyonim v'hein bar froda sinyonim. Both in putting together inyonim that really don't go together, or in separating inyonim that really should go together. Hakol einay ela mitzad chush hamedame neveh mitoich hanefesh hachomri. That is all only true, which really means that the Rambam's medame that he's speaking about that's prone to these mistakes is only true of the chush hamedame that flows forth from the physical nefesh. Avaloi ken keshemasigim umachlifim et hanefesh hachomri b'hanefesh haruchnis. But it's not true when one reaches that level where he switches the physical nefesh with the spiritual nefesh. Ki oz gam koyach hamedame toihu. Because then the koyach hamedame as well is tohor. Then he brings a pasuk to end that off with, uv'yad hanevi'im adame. In the hands of the Nevi'im, I will appear, right? From Lashon of Medameh. Because the Nevi'im, we're not going to get into it now, the way he describes Nevuah, but the way the Nevi'im see a certain Mar'eh, a certain appearance, a certain Dimyon they see, and it comes, what he's indicating over here is that Nevuah really comes through the Koyach HaMedame of the Navi. That's why it says V'yada Navi Madame, that it comes through to the Navi through the Koyach HaMadame. So obviously that Koyach HaMadame of the Navi is a Madame of the Nefesh Elokis, and therefore what's coming through is all Emes. It's all truth. It's all Tar. So that Nef, that Koyach HaMadame, when it flows forth from the Nefesh Elokis, then already it's not prone to the same mistakes. Then already it's reliable. And he gives the sign. How do you know? Okay, that, I don't know how to bring down the following paragraph too much, but this is the sign, he says. The impure, imagined, and the what's imagined through a fundamental or fundamentally through a lie, through falsehood, meaning an incorrect dimyon, right? An incorrect, a mistaken dimyon of the medame. Medame dvarim she'ein b'mitzias, imagines things that are not b'mitzias. Shekein kol davar haba milmata lamala, for anything that comes from below to above, okay, from below to above, since the yisoid from the senses of the body is based in vanity, is based in hevel, is based in vanity, so it's muchruch that Havolim are going to go out from this thing. It's going to produce nonsense. Valkein seifam shel harchaves edimyonios havolim toyu v'voyu. And therefore, the end result of that, of the expansion of that those imaginations, are nonsense, toyu v'voyu, of chaos. Loikein, meaning just nothingness, nothing real. Loikein koyech hamedame habo. This is not so of the koyach hamadame that comes from the spiritual nefesh. Since it comes from the higher truth, so it brings about a metzius of emes, a true metzius. V'gam kol dimyon hu mevi lidei metzius emes, and also every dimyon brings to a Metzius Emes, meaning a dimyon that's coming from the Nefesh Elokis also brings to a Metzius Emes, Visharashim Kadoshim, and holy roots. So I don't know exactly. I mean, he's clearly saying, you know, that Stam Fantasy, if you want to call it fantasy, fantasy imagination is nonsense. That's coming from the Guf, it's coming from stupidity. But real dimyon, Dimyon of Kedusha, brings to things that are very real. Right? It's figuring things out that are abstract. Right? It's using some kind of an abstract comparison, if you want to say, application, but it brings to something that's real, something that's mitziyuti, and that's a sign of true Dimyon, of the good Dimyon. Uleman ledas. In order to know how to protect, how we need to protect ourselves, in order to know how one needs to protect the koyches hanefesh, shelo lehanicham ala hergel, not to just leave them on habit mode, right? Not to leave them on just on habit. La osram, in order to bind them, ba'avoysois, to tie them, ba'avoysois ha'ava, with the binds of love, ulahivilam derech tzinoris hanefesh aruchnis, and to lead them via the pipelines of the nefesh haruchnis, of the spiritual nefesh, v'loy laniach esemuchashim shiavoyu derech tzinoris hanefesh achomri, and not just to leave the senses on their own, that they will come through via the pipelines of the physical nefesh. And also in order to understand how far reaching is their blemish, is the pgam of those koiches that come from the nefesh, those mukhashim that come from the nefesh achomri. Mitzayin harambam, the Rambam is how would you say, expresses, Mitzayin harambam, the Rambam makes note, l'das eze chush hu makifes kol eivorim, which sense is makif, includes, encompasses all the limbs of the body, ve'eze chush miyuchad le'ivarim, and which sense is designated and specific to specific evarim or ever miyuchad, or to a specific one ever. Why does the Rambam do this? In other words, he's trying to say, what is the Rambam gaining when he told us, okay, this, you know, the touch, the ri'iya is dafka in the ears, and the shmiya is dafka in the, the shmiya is dafka in the ears, ri'iya is dafka in the, oh, the feeling, oh, that goes, that's all over, that comes from everywhere. So it also affects the whole. Well, what's the Rambam getting into that? Because the Rambam is trying to show you where you should be putting your focus on protecting the senses or the different parts of the nefesh of the body. Right, because he says, "Kikol rifyon," Rabbi Yakimovich explains, "Kikol rifyon b'chusha yoser makif," because any weakness, any weakening in the sense that encompasses more, is more encompassing, yoser olal hachsholis, is also more likely to bring stumbling, to bring mechshelis. Right, it's pashut. The more that's affected by that chush. So if that chush is pogum, if that chush has a blemish in it, it's going to bring that many more mechshayilim. Ki chein achush hazeh makif harbe yivorim, because that chush encompasses many yivorim. Baharbe mechshayilim asidim lovei chalila. And many mechshayilim are in the future going to chalila come from that. V'zeo shemitzayin haRambam al chush hamargish. That's why the Rambam notes about the chush hamargish, which we says is the sensory system, Shakli shaloim kolaguf, that its vessels are the whole body, hari'iya, shmi'a, v'mishush, vision, hearing, and feel, touch. Balkein ma'od ma'od tzarich lekadish es achush hamargish. Therefore, it's very, very important, it's very necessary to be mikadish the sensory systems of the body, the five senses of the body. Leman shaloil hilaked be'echad min ha've'arim, in order not to become trapped into one of the Evarim. This is a very, very big yisoid. And it's, in a certain sense, it's Dvarim Pshutim. In a certain sense, it's Dvarim Pshutim. In other words, we all know, we all have been told, we all have learned, we understand to a certain degree the importance of Shmir Sinayim, Shmiras Ha'oznayim, Shmir Sapeh, But on the other hand, we view it somewhat as, like, to a certain degree, we view it as a local issue. It's like something that is Rachman Latzan, is an aveir if a person is over. If a person is, over on Shmir Sinayim, or over on Shmir, Shmirisa Oznaim, or over on these things. So it's like but really what comes out from the Rambam is, what Rabbi Akamosh is pulling out of the Rambam, is that if we protect our senses, so we have a shot at allowing the nefesh ha'elokis to take over the system. But if the person does not protect his koiches ha'nefesh, it's not just a vart in an aveira, it's a vart in that it's ruining the kliches hanefesh of the person. It's bringing him back down. I mean, we understand that the fundamental level of a person is the nefesh bahamas. That's the starting point of the person. Right? The starting point of the person, when he's a katan, is just about, it's all sensory. It's all sensory, like an animal kibiyochel. Yeah, except that we try to habituate the boy. We have to be mechanech and margil, or like Rashi says, is chinuch is lashanam, to be margil, to get build a habit by the kids to do something, to do good, to do what's right. But ultimately, the Nefesh HaBehamis is the base level that everyone is born into, and that's the first thing that this is why it's such a difficult avodah, because our first way of relating to the world is through the Nefesh HaBehamis. So that when the first step, I'll get a little bit off course over here. The Alto Mikelm says a very chashuv yisrael. I don't remember. It's in the first volume of Chachma Musa. I don't remember what perek. He says a very very chashuv yisrael. For me, like mamish, like it opened up a lot to me. He says that the teva of the person is the first yediyah that he has becomes the base. If he now has another yediyah that's somehow related to the first yediyah or contradicts the first yediyah, so he tries to make the second yediyah shtim with the first one. He understands the second yediyah based on the first one, but the first one is the basis, is the base by him. Now, had he seen the second yediyah first, that would be his base, and now he tried to fix the other second yediyah together with it. Which means that everyone has a very an automatic subjective way of processing information, where whatever you know already becomes the base that through it you integrate the new material. And there's no reason for that. In other words, in logically speaking, you should not necessarily prefer the first yediyah over the second yediyah. Part of Shriris HaMidus is being able to overcome that. I think that Alto Mikelm is the one that's famous for saying, that the whole life is spent trying to be oiker the ideas from the Gan, from kindergarten. I think that's we learn like a certain like Gassus Dicka, which is important. That's why I'm pointing this out. Those ideas in the Gan, they're taki important, but they're also a problem. They come, right? We build a first level, which then we have to kind of like reconstruct, right? We have to. What'd you say?
Re-educate.
Yeah, we have to like redo it and make it fit with the more modern, the later developments. Because you can't build the future floors without building that bottom. Yeah, you need that Nefesh HaBehamis. That's why the Baruch Hashem gave it to us, because that Nefesh HaBehamis really provides for us the most basic first step, which is the person eats, the person knows to run away from danger, the person, these things protect the body of a person on a very basic level. But again, the same thing, like what I'm trying to say with the Alter Mikelm is my hekesh over here, I'm bridging these two, bringing together these two sugyas, being madama, these two sugyas over here, is that it's also true of the actual koyches hanefesh of the person. The koyches hanefesh we have at the beginning of our lives is the Nefesh HaBehamis. Now, because of that, we identify with the Nefesh HaBehamis as being us. We identify that, and that's the similar to that Yediyah Rishonis, that first Yediyah Rishonah, which everything then becomes based around it. Everything in the future, this is all the second Yediyah. The second experiences, the spiritual experiences, are now all kind of built, compared, or whatever, processed, based on that initial experience of Nefesh HaBehamis. So, just to give you an example, the Yetzer Hara will say to a person, okay, the spiritual experience was enjoyable, but that other experience from the Nefesh HaBehamis was just as enjoyable, more enjoyable, less work, easier, whatever it is. And there's something psychological inside the person, right? There's something kind of like attachment to those old experiences that make it very difficult to break out and say, listen, enough of this. I'm not a chamar. I'm not a chamar. I'm an Adam. And Adam is a chelik eloik ha-mimal. I have a nefesh eloikis. So that's the part of the big avoida is breaking out of that yediyah rishona, breaking out of that experience which we define as ourselves to a certain extent, where it's really not. It's just that base level that allows us to grow, to build. So that's really what we're protecting our senses, our eyes, our ears, our feel, touch, all these different things. What we're really doing is protecting the system to enable it to be makabel kedusha and to relate to the world in a derech of kedusha, to relate to the world in a way of seeing the Rabbanu Shalom, mibsuri ech ze eloika, that like literally through our basar, through our physical senses, we will be zeicha to see the Rabbanu Shalom. But that can only happen if you protect the system. You protect the system, the keichas hanefesh, which includes the sensory system as one of the keichas hanefesh the Rambam lists. Okay, weiter. So now he spoke about the chush hamargish, which was the sensory system. K'moichen, so too. Hakoyach hamis oirer kol koilo kol aguf. So too, the koyach hamis oirer, right, which was the fourth koyach that the Rambam listed, includes in it the whole guf. Maybe just for the purposes of chazor, that everyone should have it good what that is. So the Rambam said, if you want to look at page Yud Aleph, he defines over there chelek hamisar in a few lines. Maybe we'll just review it. Page Yud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. V'achelek hamisoyer hu akoyach asher bo yishtokek ka'adam ledavar echad o yimaseo. The chelek hamisoyer is the koyach that a person yearns for one thing or despises it, rejects it. U'mizeh akoyach Yovoy el pulas bakoshas hadover vabricha mimenu, and it's from this koyach that a person comes to actions of seeking the thing out or running away from the thing. Ubechiras dover echad or yisraachik mimenu, or choosing one thing or distancing himself from a thing. Hakas varotzin, anger and will, they also come from the koyach chelik amisar. Hapachad vaakvura, fear and might, achzorius, rachmon, rachmanut, cruelty and mercy, ahava vasina, love and hate, v'harve me'ela mikra manavshi, and many of these occurrences of the nefesh. Ukli zeh koyach, and the kli of this koyach, kol evri aguf, all the limbs of the body. Koyach hayad, alikichas davar nigiyase, like the koyach of the hand taking something or touching something. Koyach haregel alalicha, the koyach of the foot walking. Koyach ha'ayin ala ru'us, the koyach of the eye and vision. Koyach ha'lev lizgaber alira beis ha'pachad, the koyach of the heart to be mizgaber or to fear at the time of pachad. V'chein shar ivrei aguf, anirim v'nistarim heim v'koyach ha'seim, all other limbs of the body that are visible or concealed, they and their koyach is kulim kelim v'zeh koyach ha'misar, they all become kelim to this koyach ha'misar. We saw, I'm just thinking to point out, now that we read this, that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe told us that the Koyach HaMisoyer is connected the Chaya, the Bechinas Chaya, the Madregas Chaya of the Neshama Alpi Kabbalah. Now, we spoke about that the Koyach, the Chelik of the Chaya is what's called the first Makif. Right? There's two, we said that the Nefesh and Ruach are found within the body of the person. The neshama is found partially in, partially out, and the chaya is already the first makif that's completely outside of the body and is mashpia from outside. The yechida is on top of that, outside of that, which is the second makif that is mashpia on everything within it. So now, the Arizal describes how that works, and he explains that even though the chaya stays outside, so like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe mentioned already, each of the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, each divide up into five. So that within the chaya divides up into the nefesh shebachaya, the ruach shebachaya, the neshama shebachaya, etc. So he explains that the nefesh shebachaya, the ruach shebachaya, and the neshama shebachaya all are mislabish. They're all enclose themselves inside of the kelim of the neshama that's in the guf. In other words, the bottom part of the chaya also goes down and finds and uses the kelim of the guf. And that's really what he's describing over here. that even though this Koyach HaMis'or is really past the guf, but it funnels in through the guf. Okay? The actual midos are kas, rotzin, pachad, gvura. These are things that we wouldn't refer to them as bodily, but rather as emotional reactions to things. Okay? But the emotional reaction expresses itself in the guf. So it's not really a bodily thing, but it finds expression in the guf. Goosebumps, you know, or whatever other things. You know, trembling, whatever the emotion is. So you see that even this koyach hamis'or has an expression within the body, which is really working again with the parallel that Rebbe Moshe makes to the makif chaya al-pi Kabbalah, which also, the way the Arizal describes it, has a certain hislabshus with inside the guf. Okay, that's a parenthetical comment. So now going back to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's words over here on the koyach hamis'or. So to the koyach hamis'or, koyel kol haguf, it encompasses or includes all the guf. And this is connected to the bechina of chaya sheben nefesh. Shekein kol inyan chayim hu tnu'a. The whole inyan of life is movement. It's movement. It's a very deep hagdara. Definition of life. Inyan kol inyan chayim is movement. That person can't move. It's interesting that I'm just thinking now that I had a thought about in this week's parasha we had Makas Choshech. So in the Daf Yomi it also mentioned that there are four people that are considered dead, and one of them is the Suma. He's blind, he can't see. And what happened in Makas Choshech? They couldn't see, which was basically a certain a gather of Misa. But the Chazal tell us that they actually were stuck for the last days of the Choshech. They were actually stuck in their place that they couldn't move. It's like a Vayter, a sign of the fact that this Makas Choshech was Mamash Geder of Misa. So in a certain sense, Mitzrayim got Misa before Makas Bechoris. They had a different aspect of Misa. Bechal, the Yordun Mechaseim also. That's also from different Makas.
Anias is one of the four types of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was just thinking how the Makas, refer to these things in the, how they parallel these inyanim. Anyway, but that's
it's just a physical sense, right? That all molecules are really.
All what?
All molecules are really always constantly vibrating. Nobody can reach absolute zero, and that's like real death when there's no.
Right.
That's
right.
So also true in a physical sense.
And molecules and whatever, or
but it's always tenua. They're always moving.
There's always even in a dead person, protons or whatever is moving. But that's on a different level of existence.
That's
what
I mean. But that's existing. Existence, not just life.
Right. So he says. So the Rambam goes along and explains, ki hein ha'avo ve'hein ha'me'isa, both the love and the disgust, mikoyach ha'mis'or boim, come from the koyach of the mis'or. Shalei rak ha'avo hi koyach chiyuvi, because not only the avo is a positive koyach, ela gam ha'sino v'me'isa hein koyach chiyuvi u'bo mi'ha'mis'or. The hate and disgust is also a positive koyach and comes from the mis'or. Right? It's not just a negative, it's also a positive. There's an inyan to be Saini Amalek. It's an inyan to be Saini Amalek. Saini Rishon. It just has to be applied in the right places. V'loi rak ha'avo ha'gluyo shukvar koyach ha'nigle b'foil mamash. And not just the obvious ava, the revealed love, which is a koyach that's already revealed in actuality. Elegam bechiras davar echad v'abricha midavar. But even choosing something or running away from something, shehein ein haskamot that they are the agreements, so to say, that the person makes within himself. Shelifnei giloi ha'itlahatut shel ha'avavasino l'chol anfehen srigehen v'titzehen, which are the agreements within the person that are before, right? They precede the revelation of the excitement of the Ava and the Sina and all their branches and outcomes. Kula mi koyach ha-mis'ur heim bohim. All of this stuff comes from the koyach ha-mis'ur. V'kvar kosa v'akuziri. And this is also this line, this comment for me, I saw it when I was a bacher. It mamish made a very big impact on me. I hope that everybody is misburning into this and thinks about this. Kvar kosav akuzeri shekol yedia oiser roisho. Every yedia makes an impression. Every yedia makes an impression, which means, if every yedia makes an impression, that's a very big thing. It means every yedia turns into a certain level of mitzias, which he talks about later, I think, if I remember correctly, in the Sefer also. Okay, every idea makes a roshim. The kuzri is in, according to what I wrote down here. I didn't have a chance to look it up because, as I said, I unfortunately don't have time to actually prepare. But I have written down here. I'm going to look at it now. Maimer hay in the kuzri. Maimer hay simin beis hakdama hay. Let's see if I can find it quickly. I don't know what Simon Bays is here. We'll have to. We'll have to bring another look at it separately. I have to open the other kuzri because this one is a little bit. So, let's see if I can find the other one. It's also stem. Just I don't. It might not be of such interest. I happened to notice when I was madir the sefer Musa sefer, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap's first Rebbe Muvuk. Was Herr Shmichel Shapira, Yeshua Tzvi Michel Shapira. So he quotes this thing. Actually, shame. I mean, I remember that I didn't write it here in my sefer, but in Divrei the shame that Rabbi Yeshua Heller, Divrei Yeshua, I think. One second, Simon Beis Sragshes Alev Simon Beis Ais Aleph. Yeah. Oh, and he brings over here the Lashon of the. Okay, here. It's kedai to read from here at least. His Rashi to Lev writes, "B'sefer Divrei Yeshua, hevi mashe rabim oimrim." He brought what many say. Ki ein biyad hamusarim l'rapos madvoy hanefashos. Musar doesn't have the koyach. It doesn't have the ability to heal the illnesses of the soul. Darei royim kama machzikim b'megine hamusar. You see how there are so many people that hold the shields of Musar. V'lo yamud le'mipnei chitzei ha'yetzer. And those shields don't hold, they don't protect them from the arrows of the Yetzer. V'ayin sham she'erech, and he says, see over there, the Divrei Yeshua is ma'arech in this. Stam derech agav, I personally suggest it's kedai to learn Rabbi Yeshua Hell's farm, especially the Divrei Yeshua and the Chosin Yeshua. He's mamish an unbelievable psychologist. Mamish an unbelievable insight he gives a person into the nefesh and how to do things and how to mamish on a very practical level. So, anyway, so he brings over there, he says, "Tech Dvarov," in his words over there in the Divrei Yeshua, "Hevi Divrei Akuzri," he brought the words of the Kuzri, "Vizela Shainai," and this is the Lashon, So I wrote in the Ha'ara over here in the Sakshat Slave that the Lashon here is the way the Divrei Yeshua quotes the Kuzri, but the Lashon of the Kuzri itself has a little bit of variation from this. Okay. So he says like this: Nafshes Hashoimim Mekablis Reishim Atechicha. The souls of those who the people hearing receive an impression from the Teichicha. When Teichicha is given, they receive an impression from it. Vim ein v'chule, etc. Vim einena meshiva hamamre me'aseis hara. And if the rebellious one doesn't do tshuva from doing the evil, yiktach ben nafshoy me'ateichicha nitzotz. It will like kind of like drill in his nefesh, yeah, from that teichicha, a spark that in that, through that, he's going to see in that maisa that it's bad, and it's going to bother him. And that is a part of the tshuva in the beginning of it. It's the beginning of tshuva. Just the very fact that the person still feels bad, you know, or feels bad, that's the beginning of tshuva. Just the question is how to go from there. Yeah, so there's right, like there's speak about this, right, the speech about that too. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so again, getting back to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, call Yediyah Oysa Reisha. Every Yediyah makes a Reisha. The Rambam goes along and lists a number of things that come from the Koyach HaMisayr. The Chol Zeh, and all this he does, L'man L'das Es HaChoyva L'Is Orer U'Lashgiach SheKoyach Zeh Koyach HaMisayr Yenaveh Mitech Nefesh Aruchnis. The reason the Rambam is doing this is in order to let us know the obligation that we have to be Misayr, and to watch that this and guard that this koyach hamisayir flows from the nefesh haruchnis. She is oyer l'toyv le'le ra chas v'shal. Always be misayir to good and not to bad chas v'shal. It's kol inyanim and igrorim imenu, because then all the inyanim that are drawn after it l'toyv l'kdusha yimuchavonim. They will be directed to good and to holiness. And after all the revelation of the different koiches in how they flow from the nefesh hakdoisha, then also becomes revealed to the person the fifth koich, which the Rambam lists, which is the chelik hasichli, the intellect, the intellectual part. The Rambam emphasizes that's the koyach that's found in the person, that through it the person is maskil. It's actually very difficult for me to translate that into English. I don't even know if there's a word in English for like that can really grasp what that means. Maskil. Huh?
And it's got negative connotations after the
husband. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's yeah. No, but in this forum they speak a lot about this about the Indian of seichel, maskil, to be maskil something is more, it's being masig something, it's attaining something in the person's seichel, but it means something much deeper, and I don't want to get into it now. I think maybe I mentioned a little bit of it, I don't remember when we discussed chachma, I don't know, but we'll leave it for now. So the Rambam emphasizes that this koyach is found, that's found the person, is the koyach that found the person, that using it, through it, he's maskil. Ki im omnam kol echad noy lebekishin miyuchad. Because even though each person is born with a specific capability, and according to the value, the level of his capability, so is his hasaga. Yeah, the guy who's very bright, he learns really well. The guy who's not as bright learns less well. The guy who's mamish has learning difficulties. That's the way it's. That's each person is born with certain capacity. B'chol zois, nevertheless, gamze einoy elo lifnei shemagiim lizgalusa shel hanefesh ha'elokis. That's only before a person reaches revealing the nefesh ha'elokis, v'seichel v'shekol mukshe aguf noivis rak mimena, and that all the mukshe aguf flow only from it. Ki oz gam koyach hasichli hu ach lefi erech kishroina hashenolad. Because then, yeah, before he's megala nefesh elokis, so the koyach hasichli also flows forth only from that nefesh abahamis, which includes all his natural capabilities. But through renewing the nefesh elokis, meaning bringing anew the nefesh elokis into the person, and revealing the many, like, so to say, armies of things that are muchash from it, that can be sensed and from it, mizgala achrayin, from the nefesh elokis, mizgala achrayin, gam koyach sichli chadash. So what becomes revealed after all those koyches, that top level of revelation, is also now the koyach hasichli, the new koyach hasichli, which is being drawn forth from the nefesh elokis. The same way we said that all the koyches, when they flow out from the nefesh abahamis, are very, very limited. And the koyach hamadama b'chlal makes all types of mistakes, putting things together, taking things apart incorrectly. All, everything, it's the experience is like experiencing the world like a donkey instead of like a person who's a godly being. But when he's megala the nefesh elokis in him, all that changes. The experience, the sensory experiences are totally different. The medame is beautiful, as reliable as merdik. So the same thing is the koyach hasichli is also on a whole different level. It's a whole different ball game. He's not any longer, that's like what we spoke about in the first, I think I mentioned this idea in the first or second shiur, and the truth is that by the spadim here that they had from Rabbi Aaron Leib, Zech Sag Levrocha, so Rav Piltz, Rav Eliezer Piltz, spoke exactly, this was the whole nekuda, the 40 minutes that he spoke, this was the nekuda he said, that from Rabbi Aaron Leib you saw this nekuda, very stark, and he brought many different marmakayim, like many, he built it in a different, you know, in a very nice way, that the pshat was that he went past what's naturally possible. The tak, it wasn't naturally possible. He was detached from all his friends, from all his family. He was a total loner in Switzerland. His whole family, you know, was wiped out. It doesn't make sense that a person can then get up from there and become what he became. It doesn't make sense that a person can live without, like, almost any olam hazeh, without a, you know, back to his chair, whatever. Like, these things don't, it doesn't make sense. Taka, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Taka's coming from outside. It's coming from things that are above. And he said this mamash is nekuda. He said the bachra thinks, you know, he's not matzliach. If you keep at it, the person gives you koyches that you don't have, you taka don't have. Avreichim, same thing. But Rabbi Yaakov Meir is giving something a little bit more deep over here, which is that by being megala within ourselves, the nefesh elokis, you become literally an ander mensch completely. You become a different person, a person that you really are, that you just don't know about yet. We don't realize that we have this nefesh elokis in us, which allows us to become way, way past anything limited. He, sgulas ha-Torah nimtzal adam. It's the sgula of the Torah that's found in the person. Bebechinas and the bechina who amal b'mokim zeh v'atayra imelos lo b'mokim achar. Like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, daf sadiches or daf sadiches, I don't remember which one. That in the bechina the Gemara over there says, that he toils in one place in Torah, and the Torah toils for him in another place. You're learning a certain sugya, and the Torah is being omel for you, that you should remember you're learning, or you know, have clarity in your learning in another place completely. So you see, there's a school in Torah that's past, it's supernatural. The Torah is working on your behalf. V'niftach lefonav koyach sichli adir v'niskav. And it opens up before him an intellectual koyach that's mighty and also exalted, asher boy maskil kol dover chachma, that through it he'll be able to be maskil in every dover chachma, u boy maskil ledas kasem nimtzoyis ha-bilti mishtanis, and through it he'll be able, through that seichel that's coming from the Nefesh Eloiki, that new koich asichli, he'll be able to know. Also, the nimtzois that are never changing. Kichen kola nimtze b'teicha avaya, hu bal shinui v'choylef. In other words, Ladasim says the Biltri Mishtanis means the non-changing things, and now he explains what he means. Kichen kola nimtze b'teicha avaya, because everything that's found within the universe, within the existence, hu bal shinui v'choylef k'shem shekol hava nifsad. Yeah? Everything here, all physicality is always a bar shinui, it's always prone to changes. Vanim tsoim, and to being destroyed. Vanim tsoim el yoyna ruchnim ein bilti mishtanim. But their spiritual, supernal beings are never changing. Uchshemasigas aseichel abor b'shachakim anim tsel odom. Achri kol ischalfus hanefesh. Umamshich achrov kol hakoiches hamuchshim. And when the person is masig, that shining seichel, right, that shines in the heavens, that a person gets after he switches or swaps that nefesh, which then is mamshich after it, all the koiches hamuchshim of the person, it right, sweeps after it all the real senses, koiches hamuchshim of a person. Then he's also able to attain vimasig, the spiritual, unchanging beings. Because now his seichel is also out of bounds. His seichel is also coming from those koiches haruchnim that are not changing. It's an unbelievable thing. It's unbelievable. It basically, this is the real answer to people that are miyuyish, yeah, based on the fact that they're not built, they're not whatever, intellectually they can't hack it. The real answer is avodas Hashem. That if a person is mezachich himself and makes himself into a ruchnius that could be, he's going to become something major. And there were tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, clearly, tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael that were regular, average intellectual capacity that became very leading figures that were mashpia on all of Klal Yisrael, because they reached levels of Kedusha. And then once a person reaches level of Kedusha, they actually can get way past what would be naturally capable for an average person. And this is a very, very important thing to realize. The Omnam, however, has seder legilui nefesh zu v'chol keicheseh. The order for the gilui of this nefesh and all its keiches, who be'ikar al yedei tekef hayediyah ve'emunah. This is very important also. Is be'ikar is primarily through the strength of knowledge and the belief. Ki efshel agalis nefesh, that it's possible to be megal this nefesh. Right? Because you learn all this and you say, okay, it's very nice and all, but tachlis, like, I can't do that. Can't be megal this nefesh. A person has to get that yediyah, has to knock it into himself. And how does a person knock it into himself? By learning it and going over it. And that brings it into a person and being maimon in it. Ki efshir legalis nefesh, that it's possible to be megal, to reveal this nefesh. The efshir lifoil. And it's possible to be poil to shiyu kol ha-mukhshim nimshach yisrak mimena, that all the mukhshim, all the physical stuff that goes on in the person, including the emotional, I mean everything, bodily, whatever, is all drawn, well, can be only drawn from it. You can get to that level. V'hikachoymer, and it's like material. V'aseichel otzura, and the seichel is to it the tzura. Ki achreshe nefesh, so what does it mean? What's the choymer? I think the mukhshim, right? I think the mukhshim is the nefesh. Maybe it's the nefesh. Let's see. Ki achreish nefesh b'lo das le'toiv, which is a pasuk, right? That since we know that nefesh without das is not good, hare adas mukhracha lavo mikoidim. So you need the das to come before. Al korchak, you need the das to come before. If a nefesh without das is not good, so in order to have a good nefesh, you have to have first das. And through true hishtoikikus, yearning, which means a person has to be on fire. It's not enough to just like, in a cold way, approach Avodas Hashem. Person has to be on fire. He has to be hishtoik mishtokik. He has to have a burning, yearning desire to come closer to Rabbeinu Shalom. Shezem yisaydi adas. Hishtoikikus amitis is from the fundamentals of das. The oimik hadvarim is chava, yediyah, which is chibur. Before the maisa yediyah, of adam yodah is chava, before that is a hishtoikikus. There has to be a shtoikikus between the tzadim in order for that das to take place. It's the oimik hadvarim. It's the same thing in the completely ruchni as the gazens. For a person to, das is not just, if you remember what das is chibur. Das is chibur, is attachment. And without the ishtekas, you can't have an attachment. It stays distant, it stays outside of the person. So with the true ishtekas and the appropriate preparation, it's possible, a person is able to be megal this nefesh, the nefesh elokis, ulashlit oiso al kol muchashav, and to put it in control over all of his muchashim, ulhagia lideha oisha yoisa niskov, and to reach the most exalted fortune possible. So one of the things I have found, at least, it's always a very hard thing. How do you tell people? How do you get something into your person? How do you get yourself into it? You learn something, and then it says, you know, tis bainim b'zeh. Okay, what I just keep thinking it to say, you know, like, right? You say like, you have to implant in yourself. Yeah. Okay, what do I do? I smash my head against the wall. Now, what do you do? What do you do? I don't want this to say in the air. I've found that, and it's true based on different things in Svarim, but if a person learns and educates himself, the same way Rabbi Akamesh spoke here about the Kuzri, that every Yediyah makes a Roisha. If you keep bringing more and more yediyas one after another on that thing that you're trying to work on, yeah, you keep hitting with yediyas. You keep knocking. That's the way you knock it into a person. I'll give you a dogma. Yeah, when I was a bocher, so I learned at night, very late, I think. I'm taking it back. I don't remember exactly. I just remember it was at night. I thought it was maybe after night city. Maybe it was a piece of night city. I don't remember. But I learned Maral. I was learning Netzach Yisrael. So the older guys, this was my first year. And I was younger than everyone. Most people didn't necessarily know. So I was learning Netzach Yisrael and Maral, which is really about understanding about Kal Yisrael, the godless of Kal Yisrael. It's a Nyonim Geula, but it very much has the godless of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is so Kaddish, so in the Indian of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. So they made fun of me. Yeah, they like really chappered me a big, certain ones, you know, they mamish chappered away. Yeah. Like, what do you get from that? What does it do for you? So the answer to that, which obviously I didn't answer, because with stamp chapping there's no reason to answer. But when at some points people started to ask me, they really want to know the answer. The answer is that it's not enough to have, let's say, a yediyah. Yeah, Klal Yisrael is great. Klal Yisrael is kaddish. And you have to be Oyev Yisrael, and yeah, okay, good. Now what has happened with that? It's garnished. I just spoke today with at the table, the Shabbos table. We have a musik by us. I'm sorry, I'm going off a little bit again. It's really negeh. We have by a Klal Yisrael Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Right. The unbelievable. Give me the chumash actually, if you don't mind. Shkayach, thank you. The it says a Chodesh Hazelachem. Right, this on Shabbos, Parshas Bo, is what we read. Chodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodashim. Rishain Hu. I don't want to say the pasuk. Okay. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim Rishainu Lechem L'Chodshei Hashanah. Now, you look at this pasuk. This month should be for you the first of the months, the Rosh of the months. Rishainu Lechem, it's the first for you, L'Chodshei Hashanah, for the months of the year. It reminds me, I remember hearing my father, Zichron Levracha, told us a certain yeshiva, whatever is the Mashkiach, used to say to the boys, I want to see your mother and your father and both of your parents. it's the first month, it's this month should be for you, the first of the months. It is the first for you for the months of the year. Like, it's completely double, right? I don't know if anybody pay attention to this strange pasuk. So, and she doesn't say anything. It's like, on this nekuda, this first of the Zohar already is more on the fact that two times lachem here. It's like a, so Kli Yoker has a very nice mahalach, mamish pshat in the pasuk. He says Rashi already brings down two pshatim, two peushim in achodesh hazeh. Is achodesh hazeh? He says he's pointed to the moon and said, this moon, the way it looks now when it's being mischadish, right, should be for you Rosh Chodesh. And then Rashi says ve'en mikra yoytzim midei pshutoi, but the pasuk doesn't leave its pasuk pshat al chodesh nisan amar loy, that he's talking to me about chodesh nisan. This should be the first, according to the months of the, right, the first of the months, when you count the months, the year should be called Chodesh Hasheni, Sivan Shlishi. So you have two ways of understanding this pasuk, according to Rashi, Chodesh Hazelechem, on the Levana, or on the months. Right, the Nisan. So Kli Yaakov says, very nice, beautiful. He says, Chodesh Hazelechem Rosh Chodashim is going on the Levana. I think that's the way he says it. Chodesh Hazelachem. First of all, he says Lachem. The first Lachem, I saw this in another place also, right? Is going on Kiddush HaChodesh. It's coming to teach you that you need Beis Din to be Kaddish. That's the Lashon Lachem. It's for you, like Moshe Aaron, that the Pasuk is speaking to Moshe and Aaron. So you need you Moshe Aaron, and to be the Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh. The second Lachem is to show you that the world was created in Tishrei, Kadas Rebelezer. Because to you, you should count from Nisan as the first month. But for the rest of the Goyim, that has to be from Tishrei, the beginning of the world. You, because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the second Lechem. That's the two Lechems. But in any case, the way he learns the Pasuk is like this, that he's saying to him, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. When you see the moon like this, it should be for you Rosh Chodesh. Rishayin hu lachem. But this specific one that we're talking about now, this Levana, this Rosh Chodesh, should be for you L'Chodshei Hashanah. I mean, Rosh Chodesh Nisan that we're now holding in should be for you for the rest of the year. So the two parts of the Pasuk are actually connected, those two parts in two Perushim and Rashi. It's very nice. It's part of the Pshat in the Pasuk. So what you see though is that you have Rosh Chodesh, which is keneged the Chodesh Halavana, right? That's the renewal of the month. Rosh Hashanah though is defined by what? The year, which is based on primarily the sun. Okay, Shana relates to the sun, which is Shoine, repeats itself. The sun just repeats. It's the same. It's the same sun, full sun every day. The Chodesh you see getting bigger, bigger, and bigger, and then smaller and smaller and smaller. So it's mischadish. There's no musik of ischadish by the sun. The whole musik of ischadish is dafka by the moon. And we in Klal Yisrael, so I said by the table that there's two types of calendars that historically speaking there have been. Right? You have the Muslims, for example, that use the lunar calendar, which is completely based on the month. Then you have the Christians and whatever, the Western culture, that used a a solar calendar, which was completely based on the sun. The only calendar that combined the two is the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar is the only one that's combined. That's why you have a leap year with Chodesh Adar Sheni, right? In order to fix up that the moon and the sun never go too far together, so we don't have Pesach in the winter and, you know, whatever it is. So what ultimately it means is, it's another way of saying that we have both a Rosh Chodesh and a Rosh Hashanah. We both have a moon and a sun. By Klal Yisrael, we recognize the importance of, on the one hand, his Chadshus, on the other hand, Shinun, repeating, going over and over, three times a day, davening the same exact tefillos, day in, day out, same brachos. Every time we eat, same. We have a lot of repetition in the Torah. And we recognize the importance of both. What's the importance of both? His Chadshus is like the honeymoon. Right, moon, the honeymoon. It's like, right, you get a garim, whatever they made this thing. Right, you get married, and you're still, you know, you're fresh, it's new, whatever it is, and you go on a honeymoon, which is like the freshest, the beginning of life. And that at that time, the couple is mamish ecstatic, and wow, they're so in love, you know, whatever it is. At the end of the day, yeah, you know, at least by Yiddish marriages, you know, 10, 20 years down the line, so you don't have that excitement of Shana Rishayna, let's say, or Shavua Rishayna, whatever you want to call it, yeah. But where's the kesher deeper? Where's the love, where's the bond deeper? In that first week, or later on? Of course, later on. And if not, there's a problem, right? But in a healthy, normal situation, the bond, why? Because it's the day in, day out work of the shinun, of the shana, of just the simple daily tasks of life that the couple goes through that brings them together deeper, on a deeper level. Ultimately, the Ischadish is Moirdik, it's Mamish, very, very important. We have to Mischadish Kol Yom, like the version of Mischadish Kol Yom Tov, right? We also have to Mischadish day in, day out. But at the same time, what brings it deep into the Nefesh is the Shinun, is the repetition, is the going over and over and being taken and grinding it up and continuously doing something, sticking at it. So the same thing is in learning. And not just in learning, being koina av, like dogma, avos Yisrael, avos atayra, avos eretz Yisrael is a mechilta in the sixth parasha that said, so it learns out that you have to have avos eretz Yisrael as if today was given matana, even though my Russia, it's a Marusha, but you have to feel like it's nesana aloch, that it was given to you by matana today. So you need to be, I have avos eretz Yisrael every single day, you should feel like, Hashem just gave us a miracle matana. Yeah, how do you do these things? It will not happen on its own. But if a person makes a limud out of something, where for a tkufa arucha, sometimes a whole life, yeah, you know, the whole same musig, you know, behind shmiras alashin day in day out. So it should be koinim and nefesh, because a person continuously learns and learns. It makes a dent. That taka makes a change in a person. Bal kocha, I feel. But kochay makes something that it becomes a love. And if somebody's going to say something on that topic, he's going to feel much more connected to this thing, and he'll correct the person or add rias to him, whatever it is. He'll be excited. There's going to be an excitement there because he's being oisik in and finding new things and knowing more and more and more and more about them and fleshing it out. And that it's not just the vart in yediya. It's other rabbi. It's a vart in yediya of chibur that it brings it into his nefesh. That was what I. That's why I was learning those. That's why I still. I tell you people, if you want to connect, if you want something, Rabbi Yisrael said this also. Yeah, a person's seeking a midah. So you have to go into the Sfarim. You have to mamir Chazal, and you have to repeat it, and be machnas it into the nefesh. It's a repetition that's machnas something into the nefesh, but a repetition with a sumas slave, with paying attention, not just davening it. Yeah, same thing with davening. Davening doesn't do anything to a person unless he pays attention to the fact that he's davening. Unless he pays attention to the words, you know, odyoter. Okay, anyway, there's Hashem. We should be zeichet to a good chodesh with the Kiddush HaChodesh tonight. That's also together a good chodesh, a good vach.